I'm a professional shareholder advocate. I own shares in 450 companies. I've been to 300 AGMs, and I go around trying to argue for better corporate governance in companies. I'm a former Liberal staffer. I'm not associated with the Greens in any way. And I have to say that what I saw, the performance from John Gay today was the most remarkable I've ever seen at an AGM. He actually closed the formal business of the meeting before we dealt with all the resolutions. And then after a 5-minute wait, he reopened the meeting to deal with the last resolution involving the approval of the issuance of shares to some institutional investors. So John Gay was so keen to avoid questions on the pulp mill, he actually shut down the meeting before the formal business had all been dealt with. As to regards to what actually happened at the meeting, about 20 anti-mill protesters got up and spoke. John Gay quite patiently dealt with all of those, and about 5 pro-mill, pro-company people spoke, and there was an hour of reasonable questions. John Gay then shut down the questions and shut down the whole meeting before dealing with the formal business of the meeting. And as someone who observes chairmen of companies, frankly, I think that John Gay is an incompetent chairman, that he's not fit to chair a major public company, and he demonstrated it today. By the way, he shut down the meeting before all the formal business had been dealt with.
Have you seen a reaction like that before?
I've never seen a company chairman so incompetent. He couldn't answer the questions. He had 5 of his executives sitting up there answering the questions for him. I've never seen that before. He gave one-line answers to most of the questions, and then he couldn't even run the formal business. The fact that he is the executive chairman of Guns is a complete joke. This company has the worst corporate governance of any company in the country. The average age of the directors is 65. The average length of service is 14 years. There isn't an older, longer serving board in this country. The newest director, Mr. Miller, is a major provider of cars to the company, so he's not independent. So from a corporate governance point of view, Guns is a complete joke. And I told the board that they'd been absolutely incompetent in the way they'd handled the pulp mill. And as a result of their incompetence, doing things like funding the Premier's house, suing the Guns 20, they're going to lead to a great potential Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, losing his seat, and they're going to lead to a Senate controlled by the Greens. And it will be because of the incompetence and the bullheadedness of the Guns board that result will happen, because they've handled this process, in my opinion, appallingly.
How long have you been involved with Guns?
I've been a shareholder for probably 5 years. I ran for the board in 2005 on a platform that John Gay submitted himself for election. John Gay was the only executive chairman in the country of any top 500 company who didn't put himself up for election. So I ran for the board, and the next year he agreed to put himself up for election. So he made a token nod to good governance by agreeing to submit himself for election like every other executive chairman in the country does.
Regarding the question, he did give quite a bit of time though to the press.
Well, I was at the Woolworths annual meeting in Sydney last Friday. It went for 3 hours and 20 minutes. The Guns AGM today went for an hour and 20 minutes. Yes, he let 20 anti-mill people speak, but he didn't give particularly long answers. And then he did shut down questions when there was 4 or 5 more people who wanted to speak. And it was only about an hour and 10 minutes in. And the way he handled the formal business was a complete joke. He grouped up 4 resolutions as one. He then shut down the business, the whole meeting, before dealing with resolution 5, and only reopened the meeting when I got up and said, you haven't actually formally approved these $50 million worth of shares to institutions. And never before in Australia has an annual meeting been closed of a major company without all the business being dealt with. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Very much.